So there's a true story in the life of St. Patrick. St. Patrick was the great bishop of Ireland and the great apostle to the pagans of Ireland at the time. And the story is that he had just converted the pagan chief by baptizing him. And when St. Patrick baptized, because he was a bishop, he held his bishop's staff in his one hand and he poured water three times over the chief. And after the ceremony, he looked at the chief and his foot had a wound in it. And apparently, St. Patrick had stuck his staff on the chief's foot. And he asked the chief, "Why didn't you tell me about that?" He says, "I thought it was part of the ceremony." Today I'd like to talk about baptism. It is the great feast day of the baptism of the Lord. And it brings an end to the Christmas season. So now you can take down your Christmas decorations, because after Mass this evening, Christmas is officially over in this wonderful feast day of Jesus' baptism. Now, in the last few weeks, we've been hearing in the Christmas and the Epiphany Masses the acknowledgement of the divinity of Christ. At Christmas, the shepherds came and adored Christ and acknowledged him as the living God. Last Sunday, the Epiphany, the wise men, the Gentiles came in the form of the wise men and again worshiped Christ, the one true God, and proclaimed the divinity of Christ. Now today, it's his Heavenly Father that acknowledges the divinity of Christ when he says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." So on Christmas it's the shepherds, on the Epiphany it's the wise men. Today it is God the Father who acknowledges the sonship of Christ, the divinity of Christ. When right before Pope John Paul II died, he added five additional luminous mysteries, things that we should meditate upon to expand the rosary. And the first luminous mystery he added was the baptism of the Lord at the Jordan, because he knew that this would be such an important event to meditate upon and to think about. We could ask ourselves the questions, well, why did Christ get baptized? He had no sin. He did not need to get baptized. That's true. According to the Lord in Scripture, he was baptized to fulfill all righteousness, to do the will of his Heavenly Father. Christ got baptized as an act of humility to give us an example that we too should get baptized. Christ did not need baptism, but he willingly submitted to baptism. We need baptism, so even more should we submit to the waters of baptism. Jesus also was baptized to show his approval for John the Baptist. People were wondering, was John doing, was he a true prophet? Was he doing God's will? And by Jesus being baptized by John, it showed his stamp of approval upon the mission and work of John the Baptist. The fathers of the church say that Jesus did not get baptized to become holy, but to make the waters holy, to baptize the waters, to sanctify the waters of the Jordan River. The fact that it's the only water that does not need to be blessed if you use it for a baptism. It was already blessed when it touched Christ, because it was sanctified when Jesus was baptized in those waters. We also know that Jesus was baptized to manifest the Blessed Trinity. At his baptism, God the Father spoke and revealed himself and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And the Father sent down the Holy Spirit upon Christ at his baptism, anointing him as the Christ, as the Messiah. So we have the manifestation of the Trinity, the voice of the Father, the presence of the Son in Christ, and the Holy Spirit descending in the form of a dove. So it manifested the Blessed Trinity. The fathers of the church say that Jesus took all of humanity to the Jordan River that day, and that he was baptized, he went down into the waters. In fact, the word baptism comes from the Greek word baptizon, which means to submerge, to immerse. Baptism has the meaning of dying to sin and rising to new life. It's a form of death and resurrection, dying in the waters and rising to new life in Christ, being freed from our sins. So the fathers of the church call baptism a liquid tomb, the idea of the waters of baptism. We die with Christ and we rise to new life. So those are the reasons why Christ got baptized, to do the Father's will, to show humility, to give us an example, to show approval for John the Baptist, and to sanctify the waters of our baptism, and to manifest the Trinity. But why do we ourselves get baptized? First and foremost, we get baptized because Jesus told us to. He told the apostles to go out and to baptize all nations in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was very clear in the Bible. He says, unless we're born again of water and the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That's how important baptism is. We take Jesus at His word. Jesus says, unless we're born again of water and the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. We get baptized in obedience to Christ, to have our sins forgiven. For an infant, its original sin is washed away. For an adult, when they're baptized, its original sin plus any sins of their entire life are washed away in baptism. Whether the person's 50 years old or 97 years old, I once baptized a lady in the nursing home at age 97, the sins of her entire life washed away. Baptism makes us children of God, adopted sons and daughters of God. Only Jesus is the true Son of God. But when we're baptized, we become adopted sons and daughters of God in His family, the church. Baptism takes away sin. It breaks the power of Satan. And we no longer belong to Adam, to Satan. We belong now to Christ as a member of His body, the church. So we become members of the church, His mystical body. Baptism gives us the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within our soul. So once we're baptized, once a baby's baptized, it receives the Trinity within the soul, sanctifying grace. So we become living temples of God, living tabernacles of the Blessed Trinity. Imagine this gift of baptism. It is of infinite value to be baptized. Imagine receiving God Himself within our soul, a share in God's own life. We call it sanctifying grace, the grace that makes us pleasing and justifies us, makes us pleasing in the sight of God. And then baptism imprints upon our soul for all eternity an indelible mark, the mark of Christ. We also receive the infused virtues of faith, hope, and charity that will later come to fruition with confirmation and the other sacraments. In fact, unless we're baptized, we cannot receive any other sacrament. We can't go to confession or communion or receive the sacrament of marriage unless you're baptized, or receive confirmation or the priesthood or anointing of the sick. For any sacrament, you have to be baptized first, because baptism gives us the divine life, which is then nourished in the Eucharist and strengthened by the other sacraments. So lastly, what should be our practical resolutions? Well, first of all, if you have children, have them baptized as soon as possible after birth. Don't wait a long time. Baptize the children as soon as possible after birth. So make sure your kids are baptized, and try to make sure your grandkids are baptized. This might be a little more challenging, but do your very best as a grandparent to convince your kids to baptize their own children and to get your kids and grandkids baptized as soon as possible. When you're picking names for your children, try to pick saints' names, names that the saints, or first name or middle name, so your children can follow the example of these wonderful saints as their role models and inspiration. Make sure you pick excellent godparents, godparents that will help you to raise the children in the practice of the faith, that will pray every day for your your child, that will stay close to the family and help your child become the saint that God wants them to be. I tell parents to always remember the date of your child's baptism and celebrate it every year. You celebrate their birthday every year, save a birthday present and give it to them on their baptismal anniversary day. It's appropriate to make it a religious gift, a holy card or a children's Bible, a book about the saints. Give your child a religious gift every year on their baptismal anniversary. Celebrate it. Bring out the pictures, watch the video from the baptism, light that baptismal candle that was given to you. So celebrate the day of that they became a child of God, a day of infinite value. Yes, their birthday we celebrate, but the day they became a child of God, an heir to the kingdom of heaven, a member of the church, is a day we're celebrating each year. God bless you.